say about it, but I was paying attention to where I was at and a couple of cars that were around me, and then that kind of evaporated there. I think I'll hop off at 127 south and then shoot over to Saline, the back way. I want to hit the new Bigby and Napoleon, try that out. Getting close to coffee time here. But yeah, you know, you have to adjust your launch times now. Well, you know, actually, now everything pretty much, there isn't really much for you to adjust. It pretty much sorts it out itself. You know, it's all automated now. Oh God, I remember the olden days of doing analog simulcast. Man, oh man, you had to get out the calculator, figure out how many microseconds it was between sites, and where you want your overlap zone to be. So you'd adjust your timing based on where you wanted the center to be, because you could actually steer that based on timing, because it's always going to sound worst at the center point of the overlap in analog. And then you had to take a service monitor and a scope and generate the test tones and analog delay lines, measuring it all over the air, counting for the per seconds of delay for it to get back from the transmitted site. You know, it was kind of like adjusting audio the old way with tunable PL decoders. You know, the rolling coin with the test tone, you had to adjust the microseconds till the circle stayed in place. Man, that was a lot of work to it. Optimize analog simulcast back in the day. It was fun, but at the same time, I don't miss doing it.
No, hey, get off my microphone. Come on, sit over in your chair. Come on, hold on. Someone's, yeah.